Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
Into the world of post-Matrix Wachowski weirdness with us this week as we evade evil organizations and emotionally connect over vast distances on this week's episode of Cosmic Sense 8. This is your GM Patrick here, your mother superior sensei, ready to birth you all into the world of psychic connections. And joining me in sharing skills and aiding kills are my five friends and your players. To my far left, a Chicago cop ready to crack the case of the shared birthday. It's Jabert Jabber and Way as Jamfram.
Greetings. Hi.
Across the digital table from me, a BPO stooge ready to whisper in your ear. It's Miles Making Believe as Redacted.
Good evening.
To my right, an August 8th birthday baby ready to connect with seven worldly folk. It's Tyler talking as Praetier.
Hello there.
To my immediate left, a safe and joke cracker robbing banks and banking laughter, we've got Drew dying to play Zilixthel.
Skip intro.
How dare you?
Skip intro.
I'm going to restart. You hit restart, play from beginning. Across from him, rising star ready to Falcon punch you in the kickboxing ring. It's none other than Rebecca rolling with Asher and Sky.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Is it Wachowski's or Wachowski's? Because you said one, and I always thought it was the other.
I always heard it as
the Wachowski's, but I don't know.
It's Wachowski.
Names in Hollywood are often.
I always said Wachowski, and I don't know why. That's all I have to add to that conversation. But I clocked that, and I was like, is it Wachowski or is it Wachowski?
No. We're the ones who would know.
Are we?
I believe the internet does look to us specifically for pronunciations.
Well, we're sore.
I'm looking at the pronunciation guide on Wikipedia, and it looks like a foreign language to me. I don't understand it. Wachowski? How does that make sense?
That's close.
Wachowski?
Like Mike Wachowski?
Right, well, this Mike is what the Wazowski. Episode's about now. Let me just put this in the chat real quick. How it's like W-E apostrophe T, the cosine symbol, Owski.
That looks like...
There's an upside down omega in here, and I don't know how this is...
The only upside down omega I ever see is Kenny Omega, so I'm not really certain how to...
the top rope, Miles!
It looks like Wachowski to me. I don't know. I really don't know how to pronounce that.
Yes, it's Wachowski. That's correct. The T and the little curly thing is a CH sound.
Oh, okay, cool. I didn't know that.
I just went and watched.
I just Googled it.
I just watched Lily pronounce her last name, so I think we'll take it from her.
Okay, cool. I legit did not know, so that's why I was asking. I don't want to ever be in a situation where I'm like meeting them at a con or something like that and don't know how to say their name.
Can you imagine?
I've embarrassed myself many times at a con.
Gosh, 26 years since The Matrix, and thankfully 4 years away from Matrix Resurrections.
I love that movie.
I could not finish it.
I absolutely love that movie.
Boy, howdy. You guys ready to get back into it? We left mid-combat last week. Let's see. You can write that down.
Oh, did we?
As yes, maybe that'll come up in our last time on. Are you ready to get back into it?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Hope so.
Okay, let's go. Last time on Cosmic Crit, you all set the bones of Ataxa, Kellen Thiel, and their two children, Udrine and Elia, to rest, and the ghost family was able to move on, but not before warning about the impending doom for the planet and telling Praetier to find the notes of scientist Idli Lenim Leili Lian. You discovered the tracks of a transport truck and went back to town shortly after. There, a Draelic named Liev pointed you towards their ship, the Forlorn, where he says his colony has been working on the necropositive ray with the research team. Upon arriving, Captain Bedham of the Forlorn met you and brought you to a lab where, through transparent steel, you watched as they used the prototype weapon to kill the research leader, Lynette. Ooh, what's wrong with that?
Ooh, well, there's so many things wrong.
Necropositron. Necropositron, not necropositive.
No, Jabert, wrong.
Necropositron Ray is what they called it.
Both wrong and right, but sadly puts you out of contention.
No.
You're real quick on the gun there.
I have one.
I was very confident it was called the Necropositron.
The Draelic, actually, might have a couple. Does anybody want to go before me?
Yeah, you should always be anchoring, Miss No Taker.
Yeah, Rebecca, you need to go last. I have nothing, so it don't matter. But
so you'll go second. Nothing.
It's all you, Drew.
No pressure, Drew, Tyler, and Rebecca. That you have to ace three wrong things.
I can see like four, so I'm not too worried about it.
Pressure on Drew.
I can share one.
Okay.
Drew, I mean, my DMs first? Are open, so like you know.
So you've log into passed. Your OnlyFans account and then send him $5 and then he'll
Drew, do you want to take a shot at what the name of the ray is? You know it's wrong.
Apparently not.
This is an attack. I don't appreciate it.
He knows it's correct, but he doesn't want to admit to it.
All right, Tyler, what
I
you got?
I do normally
got
take much better notes, things. But last week for some reason I didn't.
I'll take the eat. Well, I'll take, I guess, I don't know which one to take away.
Oh my God, just take one.
Just do okay, one. Just
and it was not transparent steel. It was transparent aluminum.
Well, I would have gotten that one, Tyler. Gosh. It's a Star Trek reference.
You should have said something.
I'm on Tyler's side there. You should have said something.
Yeah, I mean, lay off of Drew. Drew, it's not even in this top like 50.
But it wasn't first wrong, of all, right, Patrick?
Yeah, first of all, it was transparent steel. So like the fact that that's the one you decided to go with.
No, we had a whole conversation about transparent aluminum.
Star Trek thing, but this is transparent steel.
We did
because it's Starfinder, not Star Trek.
No, I mean, Patrick did say transparent aluminum at one point. During
he
the
did because I asked about if
my... I'm
no yeah. Because I mean a whole conversation whether or not my vehicle could go through transparent aluminum.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you a half a point, which doesn't matter. So there you go.
I don't take notes, so I know this.
I'll share one. The Draelic's name was VL, not Leave or whatever you wrote.
Yes, backwards. Which are both. Mixed up versions. You can also spell live with these letters, L-I-V-E, which I went to immediately, but also the word evil, which is pretty funny because they turned out to be evil. But I think
we have like a Tom Riddle moment in the mirror and we're like, oh, he's evil, look at
him. Like, or is he going to let us live?
Exactly.
Or
is he actually leave Schreiber researching a role, takes off the Draelic mask.
Cotton Mathers?
He disappears into every
All right. Role. Well, you guys have collectively gotten 1.5 correct, which means I am getting a reroll this episode.
And I haven't guessed yet, but...
And you are not going to because you said you didn't take notes.
Well, I did. Oh, I took one note, but it was the name of the spelling of the crazy.
Necropositrine.
Oh,
there's Jabert.
Yeah. I forgot.
It's also a Rexa instead of a Taxa, and
that is correct.
Rebecca. I assumed that was just Patrick messing up a word because there's no such sub suffix as trine.
Apparently there is in Starfinder.
Apparently
the last thing is the research leader that died is named Lynette. But a bunch of name ones wrong today. And also you found the remains of a shuttle lifting off the planet, a transport truck. So a lot of stuff happened last week. You went to the Forlorn. While wary, you seem to believe story, but it's led you into a trap. Fortunately, with Captain Bedham fighting you all after killing off Lizette. Let's get back into it with turn two of this combat. And turn two starts with me, so I should really be ready with Captain Bedham, who indeed, I think I mentioned, took out a pistol. He's going to kind of move towards the back of this chamber a little bit. And
he's moving more than one space.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. But he is going to, I'm going to 50-50 here real quick. You might not get an attack of opportunity. Yes, because he is going to target you with a trick attack.
An operative. Oh, no.
And he does not provoke from his target. You have a melee weapon out, though, Rebecca. Is that correct?
Yes, I do.
You can make an attack of opportunity.
Oh, that's cool.
15 with 15. Ribbon is going to miss. Toot. Let me do a trick attack on Jamfram first. Jamfram, this is going to be a success. What is your EAC? Because he has out an Aphelion laser pistol.
28.
Okay, gotta roll pretty well against your flat-footed. 13 is going to be a hit. Let me roll some damage. We got a lot of dice here. Cracks off a shot across the room. So first, this is 17 regular damage and roll some d6. 17, 31 points of fire damage total with the
usually
trick.
Those are going D8s off for the tricks.
Oh, thank you. You know what, Jabert? You're my favorite tonight.
Oh, yeah.
You're my favorite.
That's worth something.
Oh, that's so much more damage. 41 points of fire damage.
Wait. So 41 total. Right. Okay. Got it.
Yes. Okay. Sorry.
I was like, wait a minute.
5d6 to 5d8. It was an additional 10 points. And what are we going to do here? This is going to leave you flat footed until beginning of your next round. And that is going to take us to Asher and Sky. Your next, Rebecca, in the turn order.
All right. So it looks like I have a Solarian. I'm being flanked by a Solarian. And is that my friend on my right?
Yes. This is one of the research team who seems to be drugged or somewhat out of it. They don't seem to be reacting to this fight hardly at all. They're kind of sitting at a table.
Sorry, I forgot that was a friend. That's a relief. So I'm not being flanked. That's good.
Yeah, you can move through their square as well. So it's a problem. Both Thistle and this research fellow is not having a good time.
Okay, given that I have my plasma ribbon out, I guess I will try to strike with it.
Okay, against this one right in front of you.
Yep.
This is going to be a trick and going to be a hit.
Oh, that's good news. That's 28 damage. It's electricity and fire.
28. Okay. I don't think these Draelic Solarians have any damage resistance with their solar manifestation, which would be very fun. But you said 28 points of damage?
Yep.
Okay. That... how many hit points you
and
got?
And they are flat-footed now.
That is enough to bloody this one. This one right in front of you had taken a wound last week, leaving him flat-footed and taking us to Drew's turn.
All right. I am going to... is this person, like, sumped over to where if I fired through their square, it would not...
Yeah.
I'm going to move over here, and I'm going to aim at this Draelic that is the Jamfram.
All right. You got to put your gun like right up to the transparent steel and blast on through it with your laser
so
gun.
So much easier for it's transparent aluminum.
You got a plus one from the coordinated shot.
Oh, cool. Thank you. Doot. 26 to hit.
Is a hit.
Yes. 13 points of damage.
Okay. That's the first damage this one has taken right next to Jamfram. Speaking of Jamfram, your turn. Jibbert.
It's my turn. It's my turn.
You've got two of these Solarians on you. They've taken a light hit each, but they've got their Solarian weapons out and are getting ready, it looks like, to strike you once more.
All right. So I'm going to 5 foot step to between these two right here, and then I'm going to strike at the one to the north, fighting defensively, which means do for me a minus 3 on the attack. I really need to take better notes about... oh, no, I wrote this down. I wrote this down somewhere.
A piece of paper? You Luddite.
Oh, boy.
How will you refresh the cache on this piece of paper?
I have too many pieces of paper. I'm sure I've thrown it away. Okay, I'll figure that out later.
Looking through. That reminds me very much of the pirate you named on Dead Men Roll No Chris. That was named, like, bill payment or something. Just looking at a
that was our friend. That was our friend in our IRL game who named his name Bill. Named his name Bill.
Cable. Oh, Bill Cable. Yeah, no, you also named a pirate something similar.
What was that? 27 to hit.
It's so funny. I for years did not get the Bill Cable thing. Because who has cable? 20, yeah, that is a hit. Oh boy.
Right. For 26 points of slashing damage.
Well, which one were you attacking? I'm sorry. The
one up here to the north.
26. Okay. Okay. That will take us to Pradier. Tyler, your turn.
Wisp ally on Bedum.
Bedum.
Okay. Get this icon out. Any move action? Anything else you want to do?
Point menacingly.
Coming for you.
Okay.
Like the evil monkey and Family Guy.
Yeah. This one will move into a double flankeroonie position behind Asher and Sky. Make a single attack.
Do I get an attack of opportunity since they're moving by me?
Now they can move around this table, but there's enough room to not provoke. Do you provoke within 10 feet? Is there like a range?
No, I don't have reach. No.
Okay. Single attack, a 7 on the dice. What is your KAC?
21.
Okay, that's going to be a hit. For 23 points of piercing damage, as they have these, I don't know if they have a description of what their solar weapons look like. Oh no, cruel barbed knives that share the same color as their. So right now, this one, I think it's got kind of like a red orange knife. Another one over here, a bluish purple one, matching their stellar manifestation at the moment. This one is on your north side, the front side of the ship towards you, Jabert, is going to try to attack twice, and we'll see how we do with that.
I realized that fighting defensively is a full action, so I couldn't have done that. So
okay,
made the one attack.
Okay, so yeah, still gonna roll pretty well. But your KAC is what?
31.
Flat-footed, 29 for a 13 and 11. I don't think those are going to do with two attacks. 13 is... Yeah. So this last one is going to make a single attack against you. Seeing his friend not do very well there. Against flat-footed. Oh, natural 20. Oh, you don't like to see that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez.
Nuts.
I got so excited I had to mute myself and sneeze super violently into my shirt. Ugh.
That'll keep you warm at night.
It feels... I do both love the second edition universe where you're critting all the time, but it just feels like it's so much more special when you roll a natural 20 in Pathfinder 1 and your Starfinder. You're like, finally, I get to do it. Now's my time. Well, it's like a Patreon supporter. If you want to be a patron, support us on Patreon at any level. We thank you, first of all. But at the $10 or more a month support, you can send in personalized shout outs and we will read them on the air when a crit happens. And I don't have one right now for you. We'll thank a flanker buddy right now. Crash, thank you so much for your past support. We've shouted Crash out. They've used a personalized shout out. Crash, this one's for you. No card for them. What level are you guys right now?
Nine.
They're lower levels right than you. So just a little bit of double damage that you hear so much about. Oh no, there's something else.
Oh,
critical wound on this blade as well. This could get messy.
Oh no,
is critical wound roll twice?
No, that's no, severe.
That's wound. Severe critical wound. Okay, Let me roll that first. See, actually, no, I'll do the damage first, and we'll get on with that. This is 38 points of piercing damage. Let me roll this d20. 4 is just the 1d6 bleed. That's all it is. Mark that on your character sheet. There's no save for that, right? No. That's the only one that doesn't have a save. So bleeding as this guy sticks you right in the side of your armor with a Solarian
weapon.
Is it
piercing or slashing? Was it?
It is piercing.
Piercing. Okay.
Yeah, there's little sticky daggers that they're rocking you with. Okay. Mm. That will be their turn and take us to Redacted. On to you.
Okay. Redacted is going to take a shot at the closest enemy in front of him, or in front of mm-hmm. them.
Yep. Right by the door. Yep. On Asher and Sky.
Yeah. So I'm going to take a shot on that one. If my thing will work, which it's not doing currently.
Your thing?
My macro.
Yep. Dice. Missed. Dice don't seem to be working either.
Yeah, oh, no. It's garbage, just like everything that Redacted does.
A 3 on the dice, and then a 2, a 1, and a 1 on those damage. It's not meant to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Or was it? You can use a potential level reroll? Is that something we still have? Didn't we just start this book? I think one person has already used it.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
I think I use them as soon as I get one. I instantly use it on inconsequential things.
I don't think I've marked it if that's the case, but
oh, well.
Are you level 8 or level 9?
Nine.
Yeah. I don't have anyone having used it yet, so.
Nice.
But I got to remember I have an episode reroll. Turn 3, we'll get back to Captain Bedim, who's got this wisp ally he's dealing with. Just looks, trying to shoo it away. As a free action, doesn't seem to be working. But, you know what they say. What's good for the goose, good for the gander. I am going to have to do the same thing to you, Tyler. You see the captain casting a spell, and a wisp ally, a dark evil one, shows up right behind you.
The wisp ally wearing a mustache. Oh, no.
It's a dark nebula of Solarian-styled energy that appears behind you menacingly. He looks at you through the transparent aluminum and kind of points in your direction. And that'll take us to Asher and Sky.
I don't think that I can escape a flank without moving far away, but I want to stay on this guy that is bloodied. And so I'm going to just stay where I am and strike with my plasma ribbon.
Okay. You can always start that by doing like a 5-foot movement and trying to.
I don't have anywhere I could go and not be flanked.
You can go to a corner.
What corner?
Go back to the doorway. You won't be able to get there this turn, but.
Yeah, but I want to strike at this guy.
Oh, well, I'm saying you can attack and then... No, you can't attack and move. You're tricking attacking. Okay. Yeah, sorry. With your melee weapon, that'll be a little bit more difficult. This trick is a miss, but this 12 on the dice is going to be a hit for 11 damage?
11, yeah. Electricity and fire.
Okay. He's no longer flat-footed, but he's goofed up. Drew Zilixthil, your turn.
All right, we are going to point at the closest one to us through the transparent steel aluminum.
Steel aluminum.
And we're going to boost and shoot.
Ooh, super hit. 19 on the dice.
19, natural 19 on the dice.
Drew rolled centered longsword, though, instead on the macro.
Well, that's why it worked.
Maybe reroll it and we'll get the right damage, but I'm guessing on your laser weapon you have a burn bonus.
I do.
Okay.
So slightly less. I still need to roll my
boost
damage. So that's 16 plus 9, so that's 25 damage.
Okay, great. Boom on there, and you said a d6 burn?
A 1d6 burn.
Okay, I've got that marked on him, and that'll take us to Jamfram. And always forget, does bleed happen at the end of your turn?
I don't know.
It's under conditions, bleeding. You take the listen amount at the beginning of your turn each round until this condition ends. You can stop the bleeding with a successful medicine check as a standard action or any ability that restores hit points. So, oh, you got the rolled at 4 points. Yep. So, yeah, burn is different. Burn, you get a automatic safe against.
Yeah.
What would you like to do? Nasty. You are no longer flat-footed.
I am no longer flat-footed. Well, I'm going to step up to this guy then.
To Captain Benham?
To the captain himself.
Captain's not taking any damage yet.
Well, he's about to.
Step back out of it.
You know what? You said I had a reroll, and I'm going to use it right now.
The second I reminded you of it, it's like, let's go.
Nope, never mind.
Oh, no. All six right, on the dice to
that's my turn.
Oh, dice. Hold on. What's your bonus for the Wisp ally, Tyler?
+2.
Oh, no.
Or an effective +2.
Tripper, no.
What?
No, this first one was a hit.
Oh, well, then why didn't you tell me it was a hit?
I was looking at another screen and you went real quick. Oh, gosh. Oh, I was also thinking the captain would have a lot higher AC, but no, apparently not. Just slightly better than the other guys here. You know what? I feel very bad. You get to keep your level reroll, but
we're keeping the second roll.
We're keeping that second roll.
Because I tried to move the podcast along. You're right, Patrick. I'll never do it again. Every day of my life.
Oh, right. Goodness gracious. But also because Tyler didn't remind you of the Wisp ally, everyone's getting being aligned. No, he didn't have anything else. Any bonuses? Nope. But that is going to take us to Prey Deer, to your turn. Jamfram is ignoring your Wisp ally's help.
I'll find him refreshers on my turn anyway. So, and I'm going to use it. So I'm going to cast a new spell that we haven't seen. And a little preamble to this spell. I'm very excited because back when Praetor was whatever he was, that one class that I used to be.
That one class that no one remembers.
Yeah.
Soldier?
Yeah. No. When I was a time wizard. Like, I don't know what it was. Yeah. No.
Alarm clock.
Time lord.
Precog?
Hey, go Precog. Yeah.
Thank you, Rebecca, for the actual answer.
You get a hero point.
Pretty sure it is
time. When I became a mystic afterwards, you know, the source of my power was, you know, we don't know, and Praetor has never really fully understood it. So, to help us understand that, I'm casting a spell called Divine Aspect, which says that you take on a terrifying aura that evokes a specific god, aspect of divinity, a mystic concept, or other mighty force for the duration. You are immune to fear effects, and you gain Frightful Presence as a supernatural ability with a range of 30 feet and a will DC equal to the spell's DC. So an upgraded DC from the typical Frightful Presence DC. So you would see Praetor take on, and I told Patrick I was going to do this because I was like, I don't actually know what form he kind of takes on. And because I have opportunistic casting, so all creatures, all the Draelix are going to have to make a will DC. And Bedham, because he has Wisp Ally, is actually going to take a -2 to his will DC. Or to his will save, sorry.
You see the lights kind of flicker and go dark in this other room that you were led into. As a space perhaps around Praetor goes dark. And you see what looks like a giant hole tear open in space-time within this room. Big old black hole of nothingness appearing where he once was. I gotta make how many will saves? All of them?
I am the Void! Everybody. Oof. All of them within 30 feet.
Boy, howdy. I got a natural 1, a natural 20. So one of them is like, whoa, no! It's gone! Captain Bedham. Ooh, Captain Bedham looks good. What's the DC?
The DC is 20.
Will save, right? Will. This 16 is going to be a success, which means just this natural 1, I'm going to say it's this guy that's closest to you, looks back through the transparent steel and is very shook. What good negatives does he get?
It is, oh, I forgot to put up, I forgot to actually put up frightful
demeanor,
presence.
Just put it in the chat and we will go on to some of their turns. Okay. So the Draelic's turn, the soldiers here are next. Does this just work like a regular frightful presence? Don't do this to me, Archive of Nethys. Just let me search up.
So it says
simple term.
The ability. Oh, yeah, they become shaken. The duration is 5d6 rounds unless the ability says otherwise.
Oh, okay. So that will be important now because they are taking their turn. Shaken is just a -2 to some attacks and things.
Yeah, everything but.
I think that means it's going to kind of turn its attention. Step right outside the door here and sees Redacted first and is going to make an attack.
Oh no.
Okay, 16 on the dice. That's going to be a hit. Just sticks you with the dagger for 21 points of piercing damage. This one's going to continue on Jabert. This one to the north. Make a single attack against KAC. And what's your armor class now? Still 31?
31, yeah.
Yeah. Well, believe it or not, 11 is going to be a miss. So we'll make a single attack against Asher and Sky and finish off these guys' turn. Natural 2, never mind. All right. Redacted, we're back to you.
All right, so Redacted is going to take a guarded step, kind of diagonally back, and take a shot at the jerk who shot Redacted.
Can't I make a reflex for that guy and see if he's still on fire from Zilix's shot?
I took a guarded step, so you shouldn't be able to.
Reflex save. He's going to make his reflex save.
Okay.
To see if he's still on fire. He is not. He's going to take that. Do you want to roll the damage, Drew? A d6?
I want you to roll your own damage.
Stop hitting yourself.
I thought I did, but you did. Just wrote down. Oh, man. No, I wrote down 4 as if he, if I had rolled, but then I just rolled a 4 afterwards. I had not. I was like presaging my roll. Okay. All right, Mouse, taking a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Go right ahead.
Okay.
Oh, the digital dice shows 18.
I know. Closest, I'm very pissed because like again, the 18 is like right there.
5.
I'm not happy.
Turn 4. Back to Captain Bedham, who is going to. I was going to try and trick attack a Pradier in the other room, but Jamrom had to come up and spoil the Wisp ally off over here. I guess I could still move and just provoke, but yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Go ahead and take your attack of opportunity, Jabert.
Whee.
And roll lower than a 6. That'd be real cool.
I'll do my best just for you. Ah, too bad.
Super hit.
Super hit.
Okay.
Rolling another 2 20s because I got severe wound on my weapon.
Bop. And 26 points of damage. Oof.
All right. I think those are both bleed.
Nope. 12 could be an eye. Lost eye if you want.
Boy, I'd hate for him to take a -1 penalty to perception checks.
-2 penalty.
Oh, -2.
Draelix only have 2 eyes, so if this comes up again, blind.
Yeah, got him. Game over.
do you want the bleed damage?
Yeah, I'll take bleed.
Okay. D6 bleed back on him.
And then
on him.
Damage is 26 points of damage.
Yep. All right, so that's the first damage on Captain Bedham. And that it means he's going to trick Pradier through transparent steel.
You cannot trick the void.
Drop that facsimile, that illusion. You're scaring my man. Trick attack first. Ooh, 19 on the dice. Trick it. Well, that was the skill check, I should say. And then trick actual attack. I can say flat-footed. Pradier. This is a 4 on the dice. That might still. What am I saying? That is definitely still it's flat footed.
Oh, yeah, dude. Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, wait a second.
Unless.
Go ahead. Do you have a concealment or something up?
No. Nope. I just remembered something else. It's all right.
Okay. So we do some fire damage and 5d8. Ooh, good. Ooh, a great 5d8. This is 41 points of fire damage as a scorching high energy laser bolt blasts right through the wall, hits you, giving you flat footed condition and taking us to Asherin Sky.
All right. I'm going to keep striking at the Draelic in front of me.
Okay.
Six or lower on the trick and a 25 to hit.
That's not a trick, unfortunately.
It is a hit, though.
Oh, that most definitely. Another 11 points, right? That's how we did last turn. Okay, chipping away at this one. He's trying his best to get back at you. Drew, Zilixtel, you've got now a Draelic out in the hallway threatening to come in.
Can I attack him from here, or would I need to step out of the doorway to hit him?
You can. That will provoke potential attack of opportunity.
Unless my gun disappears from my hands and a longsword appears in my hands.
Oh, that will not. Oh, no.
So we're going to do that, and then we are going to slice and dice.
I'm envisioning Zilix being like, call an ambulance, but not for me.
Longsword out of thin air.
Oh, Lord, is that centered? No.
I'd say 20 to hit.
Against KAC, that is a miss. Drew, I'm sorry. So sorry, Drew.
You're not, though. That's fine. You don't have to be. It's cool.
Sorry, you suck. Jam from, we are on to you.
Okay. All right. This guy. Oh, this guy. Yeah, I'm going to. You know what I'm going to do? You move down here, and I'm going to give my friend a flank.
Oh, flanking with Asher and Sky. Okay. Oh,
my friend a flank.
Oh, I don't like that. I was really hoping to get everyone into their next combat phase. That's lowering my odds here of this guy surviving.
Oh, right. So 5 foot step, and then wait, 1 second. 5 points. Ooh, gosh, I'm bleeding fast.
Bleed damage, yes. Good call.
Right.
Don't let me forget my bleed damage.
Attack.
Oh, another super hit.
He's getting blinded. I should have chased this guy, and then I could have knocked out his other eye. Ah, beans.
Well, let's see what the dice say. Let's see if what would have happened.
Hey, there's another 12.
Ooh, a 22. Yeah, 20, a 20 as well. Yeah, unfortunately, that's not decapitation. It's brain bruising. It gives him the stun condition, which, well, I'm guessing you want to go for that one. Is that right?
I mean, stun's pretty good. Let's go for stunned. Why don't you go for stunned?
Okay.
Go for stunned.
And doot.
A little fort save for, oh boy. Oh boy. Oh no, wait. Maybe I should go for bleed so I don't have to know what my save
is. Well, no, the 12 would have been the eye, which is a reflex save.
Oh no, I'm just saying now I have to know what my DC is for.
Let's see if you have to. Let me roll a fort first. Nope, natural one. He's okay. Stunned.
Saved which is again.
Because 22 is not enough to kill him, but I am sure he is not making it to his next action if he is stunned.
Yeah.
Because he got Asher and Sky right there. Plugging away. Okay. Raidier, that is going to take us to your turn here. Massive shot through the steel.
Shut through the hole.
What would you like to do? I'll move this back.
Praetor is going to send out a cosmic scream.
Ooh.
And everybody, all the enemies, are going to have to make another round of saves of frightful presence. And Captain Bedham is going to have to make two saves. One, the first one will be for frightful presence, and the second one will be for a level 3 mind thrust. And you're going to take a -2 from Wisp Ally on the first save for the Frightful Presence.
That's telekinesis, Patrick.
Kyle. All right. Well, you just said a whole bunch of stuff. I don't want to do any of that.
All right. Okay, so four will saves.
Okay. Let me do Captain Bedham first.
I really would have liked that one. That would have been cool. Of course. Gosh.
He saved.
Could you stop?
And a DC will 20. Save. Yeah, I'm going to say it was the same order here. I think it's the last time, and this guy out in the hallway failed as well. He's really freaked out by your whole thing. Your whole deal.
Shaken still, and then another will save.
The captain.
For mind thrust, yeah.
Okay. Make sure he doesn't have something like slippery mind. He's pretty high level operative. Any special?
Can I get a single digit on a will save, please?
Doot, doot, doot. Oh, there it is. Another natural one.
Oh, yeah.
In a row. Oh, we need to get to Starfinder 2E so quickly. These rolls will be so brutal.
All right.
Critical fails on spells. Just like, oh, yeah, you just take a sweet like 100 points damage and like level 5. It's like, what?
What do you mean?
Character's dead immediately.
Oof. 48 points of brain pan damage.
Not a single one or a two on any of these dice. That is enough to bloody him, I think. Let me just do some math here. Oh, it's only the second hit he's taken, so that's a lot.
And then Patrick.
Yeah, that's enough to bloody him. Yes.
I still have a move action. Is the whole wall transparent steel?
No, it's like a cutout section.
Can I hide? Can I hide in a corner a little bit?
Well, can you? It's the question.
I would also drop to the ground if it was, you know, not all the way to the floor or something.
On your turn, you can move the wisp ally as a move action, but it... don't know if you've done that yet. Did you want to do that? Because
it follows him around automatically. Directed.
Does it?
Yeah. Yeah. So it says it follows that enemy within range automatically unless you direct it to change targets. So you would have to move out of its range. Its range is 60 feet.
Oh, then even if you do move, go. I'm sorry. Where do you want to hide?
Well, I'd either go in a corner or something, or drop down, whichever is going to provide me more cover against his next shot at me.
If you drop prone, he would not be able to get you through the transparent glass.
I'm going
to
drop prone then.
All right, that's going to make this next turn very fun, because the one that's frightening you is going to move into the door frame and supernova on a prone Radier, Zilix, and Redacted. I need the three of you to make a reflex save. Is that what? It's been a while since we've had a.
Boy. I'm actually, yeah. I'm immune to supernovas.
So. It doesn't matter. You're going to probably fail anyway, Tyler. Don't you worry about that natural two. Don't you worry about it. We'll see what the dice say about you being immune.
Brutal.
Believe it or not, a 16 is a save. So you're taking half. This is 7d6 fire damage as it just kind of burns through this room.
Seven ones.
How dare you wish this upon me, Tyler?
please. I want the mathematically impossible.
Single one. Thank you. Thank you so much. Not a single one on 76. 31 points of damage. So that means 15 to Redacted and Zilix. 31 to Praetor. How's Praetor doing?
I'll check the map.
Oh no, Praetor down. I was like, please don't move to the corner. Please don't move to the corner. Yes. Got him.
I played myself.
All right. We got a Praetor down, which means, as is the tradition, this one is going to step forward, try to make a single attack against Jam from. What did I roll last time? Like a 10? So I need some higher double digits.
11, I think.
That's a miss. Attack against Asher and Sky. That's a hit. 17 points of piercing damage, Rebecca. And that is going to take us to Redacted, your turn.
All right. All right. I'm going to take a guard step back, just in case. And I'm going to take a shot at this jerk.
The supernova jerk.
Yeah, I mean, jerk.
Ooh, good.
So 27 to hit.
Not a super hit, but a good hit. 16 points of damage.
Yeah.
Okay. That's enough to bloody this Solarian, the cultist, and take us to turn 5, I think. My gosh. Captain Bed laughs as he sees a Solarian fire engulf the room over there and says, yes, yes, your time is now. You shall fall and suffer the wrath of the Culling Shadow early. You take first a d6 of bleed damage. Doop. Be funny if he said that and he's like, oh no, I'm dead. Nah, he's still strong because he's doing really good because I don't think I added Tyler's damage correctly. Okay. Oh yeah. Yes, I wrote 47 and 774. Those are very different numbers. I was like, oh, I thought he was bloodied. Yes, he is. So he is going to, he's going to continue his assault. We're going to try and make a trick attack against, let's see here. This one's going against Asher and Sky now. Trick first, 14 is going to succeed. An attack, second, laser blast right in your back. That is going to be a hit. Okay, roll some D4. Doot, 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 doot. And some D8. This is 44 points of fire damage right in Asher and Sky's. 44? Yes.
44.
4-4 in Asher and Sky's back.
I'm falling in Praetor's footsteps. Not quite, but really close.
All right,
I'm a trendsetter.
It's your turn, Rebecca.
All right. What would you like to do? I don't think I have any healing abilities, so I guess I'll just keep fighting. I don't have anywhere I can escape to either.
Mm.
Here we go. At least I'm flanking.
Ooh.
CR 12 or lower on the trick and a 17 to attack.
Yes, you need that trick because that is going to be just a hit there. 4 on the dice as well. And that is going to be enough to drop this Draelic right in front of you. Pwah!
That's good because I gain some SP back as a result of killing it. So
battle dancing. Style. Drew, that brings us to you. You see Praetor down in front of you. They're having a hard time in the other room here. You've got your sword out and you've got this other Draelic right in front of you.
I feel like we need to slice and dice.
Boosted sword attack, or what does that mean?
No, I don't know that I can boost a sword attack. I can, because it's a class thing. Maybe I can boost a sword attack. But no, I'm gonna,
I was just kind of joking, but you rolled some D4. What's this about? No, that was Rebecca.
That's Rebecca.
Yeah. That was me. Sorry.
Oh, that's your SP back.
Yep.
Mm. All right. What do you got, Drew?
I'm going to crit fish. So we're going to do two slices.
And then their armor class is not that high. So you might be in a okay territory here. We do need some double digis on these, I'm pretty sure.
Not that.
No, natural one's not going to do it, Drew. Oh. Natural one. Don't be the opposite of what this team needed right now. That is... Don't be a crit fail. Do you want the official Paizo Critical Fumble deck or the Cosmic Crit? Crit fails on our website.
I'll take an official.
Unofficial, I get to shuffle the deck. Sometimes these are bad. Sometimes they're not that bad at all. But you are making a kinetic melee attack, right? Mm-hmm. Ooh, well, the regular here is not bad at all. Spectacularly stubbed toe. Your land speed is reduced by 5 for 24 hours. That's actually pretty rough. Jeez Louise. But there's also an extreme melee, and I think it's one that we've seen before. It's called It's a Ranged Weapon Now. Your weapon flies 3d6 squares towards the nearest foe, not adjacent to you. If your weapon reaches the opponent, you deal unarmed damage to that foe. Unfortunately, I don't think you can reach anyone besides the one adjacent to you, because the sword doesn't go through walls, but your weapon does fly out of your hands.
Oh no, the weapon reappears in my hands.
Well, is that going to take the rest of your turn to do?
Unfortunately, probably, because it's a move action. So, well, you know what? It's not, because I can just spend a
RP.
not an RP, a
SP.
No, it's the nanite surge. I can spend a nanite surge. Sorry. So I have a sword again.
Okay. Can you do that as like a free action or?
Yes, it's a swift.
A swift action means we won't be able to make a second attack, but you can take a move action if you would like. Got Praetir behind you. This guy's kind of stuck in the door. Check away. Are we okay to go on to Jamfram's turn though?
No, because I'm making sure that
it is swift.
That I can actually, it doesn't say whether it's a swift action or not. It just says that I can use it and then it appears in my hands, but it doesn't tell me on at least what I'm looking at, whether that's swift, faster than swift or what.
What's the ability you're looking at?
So it's just gear array and using a nanite surge with the gear array. The wording is, let me find it again. When you use your gear array to create a handheld nanite weapon, you can automatically grab and begin wielding it if you have the requisite number of hands free, which if it's knocked away, I presume that I would.
Yes. Excellent.
Otherwise, it floats in your space until the end of your turn, at which point it drops in your space.
I don't see any action equipped to gear array. Does this require a surge, though?
It would require so it's a move action to reacquire the weapon, but if I was already doing an attack and I wanted to attack again, I could use a nanite surge to presumably instantly have the weapon back in my hand.
Yeah, forming or switching arrays is a swift action, but the gear array doesn't say anything about this. Very cool if you could, I will say.
I know you just want me to have another natural one, which I'm happy to oblige, but...
I don't see any errata. I don't see any facts about this. Oh, boy. And I don't want to look it up any longer, which means let's roll a d20. If you roll high, you can do it right now, and we will probably never have to face this again because it was a crit fail. It happened midway. But if you roll low, it does not happen. But you can bring your weapon out still. I will try to look in the... Jamfram, we're on to you. Might be a Jamfram time. You've got the captain, Bedham, still in here. You've got a button somewhere that needs to be pressed.
Yes, I'm gonna take a 5-foot step towards the captain.
Ooh,
closing in. And I'm going for the old asparagus stalk.
You know? The old asparagus.
You take some bleed damage?
I do take, in fact.
Both you and the captain are bleeding out over here.
Bleed damage. Oh boy. I don't know what it means to be bloodied in this game anymore, but.
What would you say about half your hit points? Or all your SP, I guess, in the case of heroes. Right. Are you in HP damage?
No, I'm not in HP yet, but I am.
Yeah,
you're past half. Could.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, right. So if you add SP and HP together, I have a lot more SP than HP.
Yeah.
So definitely halfway down. But anyway, time to chop this guy's stock off.
No.
Oh, that was so close to that 20.
Not my broccoli head. Yeah, 23 is a hit, though.
Okay, great. For 27 points of damage.
Do you remember when 6 was a few rounds ago? It's <That's> better. It's better. Okay. He is still up after that, but he's probably going to give you a chance here because you've closed in on him. Praetir, Tyler, we're on to you. You burn in some RP.
I declare stabilization.
I declare I'm still alive. We'll see for how long this guy here is going to pull out. Oh, wait, no, he's got his solar blade out. He's going to re-up his moat. This one in front of you, Zilix. This time, a black hole as he sees, perhaps through the lies of the Praetir Jedi's. That's the wrong one. So he's going to go towards the dark attunement for the Solarians. And his dagger he pulls out is now blue-black. He's going to make a single attack against you, Drew. 4 on the dice. What is your KAC?
22.
22. Be awesome if 4 is a hit. But it is not. you know what? Let's go ahead and use that episode reroll. Why not? I feel I can do better than a 4, right?
Oh, why would you say that?
Yes, a 9 is going to be a hit. So I'm going to roll a couple damage. I was hoping for a little bit better than that. For 16 points of piercing damage. I want to roll some more 19s and 20s with these critical wounds. I want to start chopping legs off. So this one is going to... I'm going to try to make a couple attacks against Jamfram again. I need to crit fish. Critical fish. And a 10 and 12 is not going to do it, which will take us to... Yeah, just bouncing right off your armor, bouncing off your shield. They're going to take us to Redacted. Back to you, Miles.
Okay, so Redacted is going to take a shot. That's all
just a single, can do. Single shot again.
Yeah.
Right. Go right ahead.
The 21 to hit.
21 against their KAC. That's going to be a hit.
18 points of damage.
Okay, this one in the doorway is still up as we go to...
Oh, my God.
All the way to, like, turn 7 or so. Jamfram, you can make an attack of opportunity because you see cocking back his gun. Venom about to make a ranged attack within melee striking range, and it's not a trick attack.
What? No. Oh, knocked back to the 7, knocked it back to the 15.
I saw that too, buddy.
I don't like this at all. I was really hoping that was not going to happen.
I'm loving it.
It's also 26. Pretty good damage. Okay. All right. Never mind. He's down.
I chop his arm off.
I wanted to use it because we never do with operative
squad attack or whatever.
Just triple, but still, it's pretty good damage with a Philion laser pistol, which I'm guessing one of you guys are going to get. So that means he's down and we're on to Asher and Sky.
All right. let's see.
That's for fun, just see what I would have rolled with 3 attacks on Jam from. Probably 3 misses at point blank range. So that's like -5 or so. All right. Anyway, sorry, Rebecca. Just want to see how futile that would have been anyway.
Can I make this guy that Jam from is on my target for my trick and move around it? To flanking position?
Yep. Yes, you can.
It's pitiful. Yikes.
Bad rolls here. Trick failed. Miss. But you are flanking with Jamfram. As we go to Drew, your turn, sir.
You know, they say that insanity is doing the same thing twice and expecting a different result. But here we go.
No way. The last
it turn only takes
turn
twice.
Out the same as... this or
two slices. Slice the first.
Ooh,
23
damage. Much better. Yes, that is a
they
hit.
They called you crazy. They called him crazy.
15 points of damage.
Ooh. Oh, I've forgotten how many hit points these guys have. Okay. Oh, he's still up.
All right. So gonna need slice, a second chop. This is dice. Unbelievable.
Ooh, no. Oh, Drew, another natural one. But hey, it. It's better than happening the other way, starting with the natural one and losing your sword.
Throw your sword and hit me and knock me out again. I swear to God, Drew.
All right. Reticle, Fumble, Paizo, Official Starfinder, card deck you can still find online, or Crittermander, crit fail on CosmicCrit.com.
Let the Crittermanders decide.
Okay. Ranged attack, you know. Oh my gosh. It's not a JJJ or a rabbit. Melee attack. Oh, it's melee attack. Never mind. This is JJJ. Submitted by JJJ. Oh man, I was really hoping we got this range one's a long one submitted by David. I've not seen in some time. This is called Sickening Shock. Your weapon clangs against a hard surface and reverberates, making you feel icky. You make me a fortitude save. Ooh. Or be nauseated. Yikes, dude.
I might have some extra saving against this.
Okay. When you want to make the roll, it's a DC 19. We'll see if your base roll does anything. Yep, you've saved. So it says on a save, You are still sickened for one round, but that is not too bad because it was nauseated for 1d4 plus one rounds, which is like most combats. We're in turn like six right now. But that is going to be it for your turn. Jamfram, we're on to you.
All right. Let's do this.
You've got this one left on this side here.
I get a plus. Oh, never mind. It doesn't matter. It's a plus one to disease effects, but I already saved, so never mind.
Roll me. Yeah. Ooh, still bleeding out over here.
Five. Yikes. All right. Hanging in there. Hanging in there. Yeah, let's make a couple slices. Let's just try to hack this guy down real quick. So taking the minus four.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot. Hop chop. Oh, only an 18 on the dice. Not going to.
18 with it being flanked. This cultist. I don't think that is going to be enough against KAC.
Not quite. Okay.
No other bonuses against it.
That's a bit better. 22.
That is a hit.
That's 33 points of damage.
All right. So this one, the last remaining Draelic in the room with you and Asher and Sky is bloodied. Oh, and we're on to Pradier.
I feel like I was inspired by the crit fail, so I'm going to spend the resolve points necessary to be able to take action here. And then,
all right, you open your eyes once more on the ground. Yeah.
Well, so like Prater does the like Undertaker sit up from the ground, and his a third eye opens, but instead of like an iris, it has an accretion disc.
Oh, snap. And
it's focused on this Draelic in the hallway. He's going to have to make a will save.
Oh,
DC 20. That's cool,
huh?
Will save for the Draelic.
Would love a fail here, please.
17 on the dice. I'm so sorry, Tyler. So sorry.
I cannot catch a break.
I'm sorry. You can't catch a break when I've rolled two natural ones in two different turns.
I'm sorry. Were you dead on the ground?
Yeah. Who has
fair.
It worse?
Okay.
Oh, no. I threw the weapon that I can reform at will. Oh,
what a slight inconvenience.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think I can use backlash on this because this isn't a spell. This is an ability. Okay. That's all I got.
Okay. That will take us to the remaining cultist turn. Let's see. This one in front of Jamfram. And Asher and Sky, I think Jamfram's a bit more of the target here, is going to try. Actually, no, that's not going to do anything.
Or will it?
Oh, I mean, actually, it might. Let me just Archive of Nethys, all these Solarian abilities that I don't remember what they do. Oh, wait, maybe this isn't a Solarian ability. Oh, okay. Yeah. You see a dark energy swirling around. It's actually a Draelic ability, like a dark supernova almost. Can Asher and Sky, Jamfram, you both make me a reflex save as a swirl of dark cold energy amasses around you. Ooh. Well, oh, that's a save from Asher and Sky. This is a fail from Jamfram. Doot, doot, doot. Do you take no damage from this, Rebecca?
For correct. A save?
That's not what I wanted to hear. Oh, 14 points of cold damage, Jabert.
Hold.
Yes, and the Draelic down here is going to make... I'm going to make two attacks against Zilix Thil. Still holding strong, protecting, redacted, and pretty here in the room here. First attack, 12 on the dice. What is your KC, Drew? That is going to be a hit. Second attack, natural one. I deserve that.
Yeah, can that character just instantly die?
No, but pretty minimum damage on this first hit. 16 points of piercing damage. Yeah, you see him struggling to maybe fight through this doorway as well. That's stymied you both. That is going to take us back to your turn, Redacted. What would you like to do? I'm sensing a rifle shot coming. Is that what you want to do, Miles?
Yes.
Oh, Redacted's got him keyed in right down the barrel. Oh, yeah, that's a hit. And that is going to be enough damage to... That is actually exactly what he has. He has 16 hit points left.
Can you put it to where, like, he's begging for his life and Redacted is just like, no.
I mean, if you go over and immediately stabilize, yes, you can have that interaction. That is going to take us to turn 7, Ashran Sky. Back to you.
All right. I can still hit this guy even though he took a step, right?
Yes, please do.
Try.
Ooh. Great. Tricked and hit. Yep.
About time. 34.
About time. 34. I got to do calculator math. He had 33 hit points left, so he is dead and or dying, and we are out of combat.
Yay!
You see Captain Bedham sputtering out his last breath over your breath.
I healed Jamfram.
Yay! Oh, yeah. Oh, it's good, too, because I just went into HP damage, so now the healing actually, it actually restores some hit points. Feeling pretty good.
Double healing.
I could use some hit points as well.
Oh, yeah.
People are handing out heals.
People. I don't know. That depends. Are we still Team Parade here?
Yeah, we're out of combat. You've got the prototype on the table here, and both Thistle and this other research team member seem to be alive, but out of it. What would you guys like to do?
Well, just really quick, Jam from you get 11.
And yay.
Rebecca, how bad are you down?
I'm at 4 HP.
Oh, that's not very many.
No. I do have some SP because of my invigorating strike, but...
That's good. Okay, well, we'll do this. You get 5, 10, 16, 22.
Cool, thank you. Am I able to, like, treat deadly wounds on myself or something?
Yeah, if you've got a med kit.
Think I do.
Do you guys want to take 10 minutes here? Do you think you have that time?
Oh, definitely.
I mean, if we can take 10 minutes, I'd love to take 10 minutes, but I mean.
Well, you're on a foreign ship. You've just killed the captain and some cultists. Do you want to take any precautions? You want to set up some guards in this 10 minute time frame, or?
I'll stand guard over the door and, maybe I'll try to push one of these like desks up to it because desks are undefeatable.
This is true.
Indefatigable. Yeah, it's pretty impossible to defeat a desk.
I don't think anyone ever has, frankly.
I don't think anyone's ever tried. They're really insurmountable.
Heard about these one guys one time that tried, but oh boy, didn't go well for them.
Didn't end well. Right. Does anybody want to check on Thistle and the other survivor of the research team?
I'll check on Thistle, and then we'll just jettison the other survivor.
Yeah, the other survivor who doesn't have a name.
You see their name tag has been ripped off. They're like, I don't remember either. Oh, no. Am I going to die? Am I about to die?
Probably.
Thistle, yeah, does seem drunk, or perhaps like she's just waking up. As you get over to her, she's like, pray dear, is that you?
Yeah, it's me. You're going to be okay now.
Are you okay? You look like what happened here? Where is...
Oh, you know, you have good undead days and bad undead days. Today's a bad undead day, but I'll be okay.
Where's Lisette? We have to... It's a trap, pray dear.
We know. We knew. We decided to come anyway.
No, there's something horrible on this ship. You don't know. It hurt us. They wanted to bring you here.
Thistle, was it this one? Was this the one who hurt you? Don't yes, we know about this one? Just like, what about these bones? Do these bones look familiar?
You still have some of the children's bones? You didn't give them all back? Hell no.
The haunt's back on, baby.
The haunt is on. Gil and Phil comes racing through the starboard wall.
What about my children's? What about my son's femur?
She reaches up and grabs at your lapels, pray dear, and says, no, we have to get out of here. They're going to come. Down the hallway, you hear rhythmic chanting, perhaps some drum beats. Does anybody speak Aklo? He asks, knowing that people do not have languages.
No, I have them written down. I think. Mm-hmm. Let me double check. Hold on.
But I can cast comprehend languages.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I didn't write them down. That was a different character.
A dark, dark language is chanted, almost Gregorian chant style, and it seems like the the unnamed research assistant is listening intently. It's like they're saying it again. No, they're calling on them. They're calling out for to be continued. Dun, 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 dun. You guys gotta still fight your way off this ship. Well, we got some scary times ahead, but not this week. That's next
that's
week's problem.
Bad news, because the gas tank is low. This is the closest to death I've ever been, like naturally speaking.
Well, thank you. I take that as a compliment. But yeah, we've got.
Like, I cannot stabilize and get back in the fight again.
Wait, I can give you my tattoo though, and that will give you stabilize. Oh, but okay, you can't cast it on yourself. Didn't we establish that?
Yes.
Well, I can cast stabilize on you.
Please help. Yeah, please. I have 2 resolve points.
Cheese and crackers.
I've gone down twice. Times.
Good times. Yeah, we'll figure out what else is here on the Forlorn waiting in the darkness for you. But that's next week's adventure. Guys, thank you for playing with me.
Patrick, thank you.
Patrick.
Thank you.
We will catch you on the next episode of Cosmic Crit. So long, everyone.
Good night. Good night.
Cosmic Crit, the Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.